Heavenly Father, we give you glory this morning. We thank you because you are God. What a wonderful God you are. What a great God. The Lord that can do all things. The Lord that knows all things. The Lord that has the power and is capable to do all things. We thank you this morning. And we thank you, God, for keeping us from every evil. I thank you for all our hearers. I thank you, God, for what you are doing in various families. Lord, I give you glory for their testimonies. Blessed be your name, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, even as we preach your word this morning, I pray that, Lord, it will enter the good part of your heart in the name of Jesus, and that this word will bring great breakthrough to their lives in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, Lord, and blessed be your name, O God. In Jesus' wonderful name, we pray. Amen. We give God the glory this morning because I know you are there waiting for this program. You know, and I know that it is a time that God wants to release his blessings. It's time that God wants to bless his children. And as we gather together this morning, if you have pen and paper, you can jot down things if it is convenient for you. And also you can tell somebody or phone somebody that Church on Air is now on this channel and that it is time for God to bless you. This morning, you shall be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ. For the past 1 week, we've been talking on Christian fasting, and I promise you that we are continuing. So today, by the grace of God, we shall continue on Christian fasting. This morning, we'll be talking on the benefits, you know, of fasting. You know, every spiritual exercise, you know, is beneficial. Everything that you do under God is profitable. So, you know, when people engage in fasting exercise, there is always, you know, a profit in it. There is something good coming out of it, you know. And then I want you to know, as we have said last week, that this fasting is actually spiritual and it's of God. So this morning, I want to start to share with you the benefits of fasting. Number one thing that fasting does is that fasting humbles and chastises our soul. You know, fasting, it humbles us, it chastises our soul. You know, it makes our network to be connected to God. You know, it makes us, you know, to be connected to God. You know, listen, so fasting is like, if I use modern day, you know, language, we say it opens our network to heavenly power. Can you see that? So, you know, when you fast, you know, it makes your spirit to flow unto God. In the book of Psalm 69, let us read verse number 10. Psalm 69, verse number 10.
When I wept, I chastened my soul with fasting. That was to my reproach.
Now, can you see now, you know, he said, I chastened my soul with fasting. So, you know, it makes your soul to be connected to God. Can you see now? It makes you to flow, you know. There is a flow between your spirit and the spirit of God. You know, fasting is like a connectivity, you know, connecting you to the things of God. Oh my God, can you see now? Now, so if you want to realize or to double up in spirituality, fasting is one of those things you keep to. You know, when you fast, your mind thinks more about the things of God. Can you see now? So this is one of the benefits of fasting. Number two thing that fasting does for us is that fasting crucifies unholy desires and appetites. Can you see now? So that it makes you to commune well with God. Every unholy desire. Oh my God. You know, there was this lady that always had this problem. What was this problem? This problem whereby having nasty dream, you know. It's having dreams, you know, negative things happening to her. You know, she engaged in fasting. And all this evil character, you know, were removed from her. Can you see that? All these evil things, you know, God helped her, you know, and God delivered her. So it removes every unholy desire, every desire that is not of God, you know, it brings them out of you, purifies you. So it means then, therefore, we are correct when we say that fasting can purify one's life. Can you see now? It brings out unholy desire and appetite. From you. You know, one man said to me sometimes, he has this problem. He's always drinking alcohol, drinking, he can drink anything. He can smoke anything. Kaisena. And one of the things we recommended was that it should be on fasting. You know? And after some few times, all those unholy desire left totally. Can you see that? So it's one of the presentations. That is not the only presentation for any addict, you know, but that is one of the presentations you give to people that, you know, is having unholy desires. You know, you have seen a case of a lady that is having unholy desire towards men. You know, one of the things we gave to her was, you know, this fasting, and this fasting crucified unholy desire in her. So are you also having such, you know, do you have something, you know, unholy thing connecting you, unholy action, you know, unholy thing? Then you need to pray, you know, you need to fast. Can you see now? Apart from other things, apart from things that, you know, I may not be able to tell you on this program, you know, you need to fast and pray. Then you will see that the grace of God will start to deal with all these unholy desires in you, unholy appetite in you. They will flow away. Oh, hallelujah. Now, this is one thing that fasting does. Let me show you a place in the Bible in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 27. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27.
But I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway.
So fasting is a way to bring your body under subjection. It's one of the ways. It's the way to silence your body, to silence the voice of the body, to silence the voice of the flesh. You know, that is one of the ways to silence, you know, the desire of the flesh. Can you see that? So even Jesus Christ, you know, he fasted 40 days and 40 nights, you know, and thereafter the devil came. To what? The Bible says he was hungered. And then the devil told him, if you are a child of God, can you see that? If, how can somebody question Jesus Christ? He said, if you are a child of God, command these stones to become bread. Now, that is unholy appetite. Now, how can Jesus not command stone to become bread? He can. But number one, why should he answer the devil? Then number two, you know, it's an unholy desire. You know? And number three, you know, we are the stones. We are the living stones, according to 1 Peter chapter 2. So it means then, therefore, Jesus will consume us. That would be children for God. But thank God Jesus did not obey. Why? Because at that point in time, you know, every unholy appetite in Christ had been crucified. Through what? Through that 40 days fasting and prayers. You know, the 40 days fasting and prayers crucify unholy desire in him. Now, if you want to come out of all these unholy things, unholy desires, you know, you want to come out of all these unholy appetite, then go on fasting. You know, you will see the mighty power of God helping you. Praise the name of the Lord. That is to say that fasting aid in temptation resisting. Can you see that? Fasting helps you to resist in temptation and to make a believer to achieve victory, you know, over attack posed by the devil. So, what am I saying? Because every day we are faced with temptation. Every day, you know, as a Christian, in one way or the other, there are temptations flowing all around you. Can you see now? There are temptations. The devil is coming. This devil is at work 24/7. You know, he's still coming. You know, he's still dragging. He's still, you know, want to bring you down. You are the one that will not allow the devil. You use your word. You speak the word. That is why I told you that apart from fasting, you must be filled with the word of God. You must be filled with the word of God. You know, because Jesus Christ, apart from fasting, when the devil came, he used the word of God to silence him. Can you see that? So, you know, temptation will come. You know, the devil will bring it across your way, no matter who you are. You can be a bishop, you can be a pastor, you can be this and that, no matter your level of Christianity. You know, if Jesus can face temptation, it will come across you, but you have been given grace to overcome them. You know, God has given you sufficient grace, you know, to overcome every life temptation, you know, and that is one of the things, fasting. So, fasting is in temptation resisting. Can you see now? That's when they work with fasting. I will see you after this time out in the name of Jesus.
Are you under satanic covenant or curses? Is your life full of delay or no accomplishment at all? Join Reverend David Onanuga and Crush the Devil program every Friday by 10 a.m. at Christian Dominion Network Ministries International, behind Daptop Oil and Gas, Rock City Avenue, Acero, Abeokuta. Come and experience God's power. Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This morning we are talking on the benefit of fasting. And I'm sure that after this message, you will turn on your this spiritual exercise. You will start to fast. You know, you will start to engage in this glorious, you know, exercise. And then God will start to bless and to bless and to bless in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, what are other benefits of fasting? You know, fasting renews our strength, the strength of the believer. Now, it's because during fasting, exchange of strength takes place. All strength is exchanged for the new. So when you are fasting, you know, it's a state of renewal, you know, of ego boss. When ego boss want to change, you know, to become new again, to become refreshed, to become a new board, you know, we are told that it will go to the highest mountain, or it will go to the highest tree. It will hibernate there between 6 months to 1 year. You know, the bird will be there. It will use its peck to remove all the old feather from her body. She will use her peck to remove everything, and then she will be there under fasting, not eating anything. She will be there alone, and the new wings start to grow. By the time you see this old bird, you know, in a new form, it will be amazing. It will put on a glorious appearance. That is a bird. So if it could boss exchange strength like that, how much more we? You know, the bird, the eagle bird, will stay there for 6 months. Can you see now? Not eating anything. But the wings start to grow again. The new ones have to grow. And the new one that is growing will become more colorful, more glorious. Oh my God. Hallelujah. So, fasting renews the strength of believers. So, if you want to be renewed, go on fasting. You know, it is a time of exchange. Exchange of strength takes place. You know, your old strength, you know, or old strength is exchanged for the new. Let's see Isaiah. Isaiah chapter number 40. I want us to read from verse 28 to 31. Isaiah chapter 40, 28 to 31.
Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint.
Hallelujah. I say, they that wait upon the Lord. Waiting upon the Lord is a state of fasting. Why? Because I have told you, those who wait cannot be wasted. Can you see now? So, you know, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Oh my God. So, if you want to increase strength, go through fasting. If you want to increase grace, go through fasting. Can you see now? We have told you that fasting is one of the doctrine of the first century Christians. You know, they put us as part of their thing. But today, what happened now? We don't do it again. We felt that, you know, we can do it, you know, without fasting. You know, for every level in life, there's a price to pay. And one of the prices is fasting. Do you understand that? So when your pastor is telling you not to fast, it's not doing you well. You know, it's not making you to be genuine, to be thorough, you know. So fasting is part of it. So Bible says that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up, you know, wings as eagle. Can you see that? They will be able to fly higher. They will, it's only the bird that can get to the highest altitude in your life is the eagle bird. Eh? When any other bird pursue the eagle, it doesn't flap its wing. It just soars. Can you see that? It moves like that. At a great speed. Oh my God. As from now, you will start to move at a great speed as you start to fast in the name of Jesus Christ. If your speed in life is too slow, you are thinking, how am I at this level? Why is it that my colleagues are moving forward and I am still at this level? Excuse me, engage in fasting. By the time you fast, you know, your speed in life will increase. God will grant you divine speed in life, you know, through fasting. You know, so I want to encourage all of us this morning that you are thinking things are so slow in your life that you don't even know why you are still at this level where you're supposed to have gone far in life and yet you are still at this level. Fast. I've told you, fasting makes you to go far and to go fast. You know, fasting makes you to go far and to go fast. So when you engage in fasting, you start to see the work of God in your life. Bible says, they shall mount up with wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Have you seen that? So I commend to God that God will start to help you and things will start to become better and better in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Another thing I want to say about the fasting this morning is that fasting helps us to attain power over demons. Even though Jesus has given us the power. Can you see that? He said, I give you power and authority over the devil and over unclean spirit. He has given us the book of Gospels and Luke. We already have it. But fasting, you know, makes us to retain and to walk forth in that power. Can you see that? Fasting is like the catalyst, you know, that now the power that has been given to us, it makes it to stand firm in our life. So, fasting helps to attain power over demons. Hallelujah. Because some demons will not live except by prayer and fasting. There are some demons that cannot live. There are some demons, you know, especially some demons in this type of tropical part of this world. You know, they won't live. But when you fast, they will live. When you fast and you pray, they must go. You look at what happened in Mark chapter 9. Because of our time, let me just read verse 29 alone. Mark chapter 9, verse number 29.
And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing, but by prayer and fasting.
This one cannot come forth except you fast and you pray. That was Jesus Christ speaking there. He said, this type of deliverance cannot occur except you fast and pray. And what will happen? You know, one boy, they brought one boy to Jesus. You know, this boy will fall into the fire, or will fall into the water, and then they have gone everywhere, they have done everything. The father has taken him to here and there. The boy could not be delivered. So they came to Jesus, and, you know, the disciples of Jesus were the one dealing with this boy, you know, and they couldn't cast this demon out. You know what happened at last? You know, when they couldn't cast the demon out, Jesus came, they said, what is happening? And the man told, the father of the child told Jesus about everything. Jesus said, what? How long will I be with you, my disciples? Eh? You are so faithless, you know. And they brought the boy to Jesus Christ, and Jesus rebuked the foul spirit, and it came out. Hallelujah. He says, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him, and enter no more into him, you know. And the Bible said the spirit cried, and rent him sore, and came out of him, you know, as one that was dead. Even though they thought he was dead, and Jesus took his hand, and the boy rose up. Hallelujah. You are rising up in Jesus' name. You know, I don't know your condition this morning. I don't know what is happening to you this morning, but I see God taking you up. You are rising up out of sickness. You are rising out of debt. You are rising out of every difficult situation. God is helping you this morning. You know, he's taking your hands. You know, he's taking you from death. You are a living soul, you will not die. In the name of Jesus Christ. And so the disciples Jesus came to Jesus, you know, in the evening, privately. Said, why could we not cast that demon out? That was the question. Why? We've tried. Why couldn't we? You know, I said, this thing cannot be done except by fasting and prayer. You know, because that time, the disciples of Jesus Christ, they are not fasting. They are still feasting. Don't forget that the Pharisee came and said, your disciples are not fasting. But that of John is fasting. What is happening? He said, leave them alone. By the time I leave them, they will not have to fast. So they don't fast. They are just feasting. Now, you too, if you want every demonic power to be silenced in your life, go through fasting. You know, one day I was just in the church, and I told one of my pastor's sons to come and to pray for somebody who has a demonic history. And, you know, he prayed and prayed on our altar, you know. This, my spiritual son, he has his own church. You know, just came for a visit. And that's how I put them. You know, my spiritual children, I want them to come up, you know. So, I now ask him. By the time he was on that person, praying for the person for over 30 minutes, he's still praying. They are tired. The boy tired, the woman she's paid for tired, and I discovered they are tired, so I moved close to them. The boy said, ah, daddy, come and take over. It's like, I am strong. I look at him. I laughed. I called the woman. I lay hands upon her. I commanded the spirit to come out immediately. Immediately, that spirit came out. Eh? The boy looked at me. That's my pastor. He said, sir, what happened? I've just been doing this thing for over 30 minutes. I can't, you know. And I opened this. I said, this thing can't be so, except by fasting and prayer. Can you see the difference now? You know, because I've told you that fasting generates anointing. It brings anointing to your life. You see? So, the more you fast, the more strength you will have. And I've told you a lot of ministers today, pastors today, they are running here and there. They can't fast. They are looking for a cheap way out. They are looking for a way to become noticed, you know, to become great, you know, that their names will be mentioned all over the whole world. But they don't want to pay the price. You are not going anywhere. You better settle down and pay price. You know, all these, you know, new generation pastors, all they know is to put on tie and trousers. You know, you must go on your altar. You must pray, you know. You must look unto God. You want to stand before men, but you don't want to stand before God. No, it's not possible like that, you know. So fasting helps us, you know, to have attain power. To silence demon. Now, before I go this morning, another thing that fasting does is that fasting coupled with intercession, you know, precipitates revival. It brings revival and serious spiritual awakening. If you are going down spiritually, can you see now? If your spiritual life is going down, you discover that before you used to pray, you can't pray again. Before you used to do this, you used to go on evangelism, you used to go on, you know, you do this and that for Jesus Christ, you go on, you know, visitation, but now you can't do it again. And you are wondering, why is this one so in my life? Don't wonder, you know the problem, you are going down spiritually. That's meaning you need to be reawakened. You need life of God to come back to you. It happens like that sometimes. It happens to many people that you just feel that you are down. You know, what should you do? Engage in fasting. Fasting will take you up again. Fasting will raise you up again. Now let's read, you know, Joel chapter 2 from verse 15 to 20. Joel chapter number 2, verse 15. Let's have one. Yes.
Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breast. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the pouch and the altar, and let them say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land, and pity his people. Yet the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith, and I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face towards the east sea, and his inner part towards the utmost sea, and his sinking shall come up.
Amen. Now, can you start to see what happened? You know, the Israel at this time, they have gone from God. They are now after idols. They are now down spiritually. You know, they have lost connection with God. And then it was Joel that brought them back to God. Can you see now? And the Spirit of God said, blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, call a solemn assembly. You know, God wants to help them again. God wants to give them a solution. For God to help them, they must come up. You know, he said, and I told them, you know, he said, he will help them. He said in verse 16, he said, gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, all of them, gather them. He said, let the priest and the ministers of the Lord weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare thy people, O Lord. Can you see? And give not thy inheritance to reproach, that the heaven should rule over them. You know, that was their prayer point. They want to come up again. Why? Because they have sold their lives to the enemy because of their weakness in life. Are you in that state this morning? You are coming out. This morning you are coming out. You know, God is will revive you. You know, you are down. I prophesy, let the Spirit of God revive you up right now. And start to do what you are doing before in the name of Jesus. See you tomorrow in the church. The Lord be with you. I see you next week in Jesus' name. Amen.
For free prayer and counseling, kindly reach Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga on 080-33-855-927. 080-33-855-927. God bless you.
Thank God for this word of God you have just heard. You need to give your life to Jesus. Say after me, Father, in the name of Jesus, I give my life to Jesus. Jesus Christ, come to my life and be my Lord and my Savior. Lord Jesus, as from today, I belong to you. I will serve you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Son,
everything I once said.
Some glad morning when this life is over, I'll fly away.
I know you have been blessed by this powerful message and the ministration of Reverend David Muyiwa Ononuga. You can order for the CD of this message or previous messages. Send your prayer requests to us at Tema Bible School, the Man for our Free Tracts and Magazines. Invite us to minister deliverance or healing. Come for our free counseling and deliverance prayer on Friday morning. The Man for our Books and various topics. Join us in our Family Life and Leadership Conference or fellowship with us at Christian Dominion Network Ministries, aka Dominion Tabernacle, opposite Aladesomi Bus Stop, Rock City Avenue, Ashera, Abeokuta, on Tuesday for Discipleship Hour by 5:30, Thursday for Blood of Jesus Service by 5:30, and Sunday, First Service, Jesus the Doctor, 8 a.m., and Second Service, Celebration Service, 9 a.m. See you next week on this channel, this same time. Jesus is Lord.